Welcome to the Thesis Talks, and today we're here with Anam.
Hi.
And what is your topic of your thesis?
Well, the topic of my thesis was emerging technologies, blockchain, and social development. Well, that was the intended topic at first.
Okay, so what was the topic at the end?
At the end, my topic became more like emerging technologies, blockchain, and its integration in the Danish public-private sector.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we guessed that in between there was a shift, which I don't think we need to talk about it, but maybe your motivation to start with the first topic, what was that? Why did you want to look into blockchain?
Well, I wanted to look more towards the technology side, and specifically with emerging technologies. I've always found it very curious, but my main passion is more for women empowerment.
Okay.
That has always been my goal, and actually that's exactly why I got into the blockchain. Initially, I was like, everyone's talking about blockchain, and I was like, okay, you know, whatever. But then when I saw the promised value of how it's it can protect digital identity and help unbanked people across different nations, I was very interested, and I saw potential that how this can help women. Okay. Yeah, I had this elective. It was on financial impact investing, and in that I wrote a paper about identity. Mm-hmm. And inclusion in the financial institutes. And I traced back from the very inception of financial systems till now. During that entire tracing, I realized how certain groups were excluded. That included women. So we missed out. While there were these systems and systems, found basic systems of the world that were being created, women missed out on that. And that's why we lost the power balance.
Can you give an example?
Well, say, opening up a bank account. I think a lot of men were the first to open up bank accounts.
Okay.
Women weren't. Investing in properties,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking higher risk, financial
mm-hmm.
risks. We've always had a very different attitude, and we've always been more overwhelmed by it. And for me, the aim is that the same thing should not happen when new digital systems are being created.
Yeah.
As we're moving into Industry 4.0, everything is becoming so digitalized, even our identity, who we are, right?
Mm.
We shouldn't miss out on that.
Yeah.
And for me, it's, I have a selfish reason, because I see it from a developing nation's perspective, especially for women, where women are at a disadvantage. The digital literacy is very low, but digital usage is extremely high.
Mm.
And the social construct is not favorable. So what is happening now in different parts of the world is that while women are using these digital social media and platforms and tools, the society is not conducive enough, and they get stuck in these very, very harsh critical situations.
Maybe let's go back to your topic, your general topic, because you said emerging technologies, but that is not just blockchain, as
yeah.
I understand, right?
No.
So there are many different things that are popping up at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you only focus on blockchain, or did you also look into AI, I don't know, robotics, something else?
I just kept my focus on blockchain.
Okay. One question on the side. Are there many women in the emerging technology field?
I cannot talk about for other technologies.
Yeah.
I can just talk
for blockchain.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no. The ratio is very poor. The women who are there, they are extremely, extremely capable.
Mm.
But in general, female attitude is so different. And I was shocked to see that existing even in Denmark.
Mm.
It's very interesting in that regard. How comparatively, like first for my research, I was looking at these online communities such as Reddit and different social media communities as well, right? Where a lot of these technology enthusiasts are very active and very proactive as well. A huge majority of them don't even know anything about the technology. They have zero technical knowledge,
mm.
and they don't care. They just dive into it. While comparatively, we women are more kind of like, no, my knowledge needs to be 100%. I need to know the technical jargons. I need to know what's happening. And there's just so much happening, and we want to be on top of that. By the end of it, we're not on top of it all.
Yeah. All right, let's go maybe back to your thesis, because yeah. that's, again, a little bit around it.
But honestly, this was my thesis process, deviating so many places.
And then you probably just used a very small amount of your research at the end in your paper. That's how it sounds like.
It was literally the reverse triangle, where I had to start very broad, and I had to look at so many different perspectives and angles, because there can be so many different perspectives and angles, right? And then I had to be very, very practical and pragmatic about it.
What were your main findings in your thesis?
Well, I used the theory of sense making, sense giving.
Mm-hmm.
And my main findings came across in three ways. First was that how the case study or the organizational actors were engaging in sense making, sense giving, and what were these small micro activities they were engaging in. What were their small like connecting points that they were working with, and then what through which projects was the case company engaging in sense making of the technology, and that they had these hybrid forums as well. Like they were creating these hybrid forums where they were engaging in sense making and sense giving at the same time.
For me, that sounds very, this is not negative, but very fluffy, because blockchain is a technology. And it exists, right?
Yeah.
So how can you give sense or make sense of a technology?
How do you connect
that?
See, that's the interesting part, because for me, I did like from Fluvial and Eisenhower, like a single case study. And I observed that they were very unique by nature, where they were actually engaging with both the blockchain startup space and the public-private sector. And what they were doing is that they were sort of transferring information and knowledge, taking it from one end, giving it to another, and from another end, giving it to the other side. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of in this between spaces, again, very Robin Hood that way, right? And the beauty was of this theory was also that it could decipher these very hardcore technical concepts and bring it down to very grounded human level.
Okay, so translated.
Yeah.
Somehow, yeah.
See, the thing is that we're all making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every moment, we're making sense and we're giving sense. But we don't realize it because it's in our cognitive programming.
Mm-hmm.
But what this theory does is it makes us, it sort of surfaces our activities in a very conscious way. We become aware. Like what we're doing in a way is also sense making, sense giving right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm giving the sense and you're making sense.
And I try to make sense of it.
Yeah. Okay. And what was great is that we do it every day, but these guys are doing it to a very technical, deep technical stuff, right? Where constantly there's something new is coming up. Things are popping. So how do you realize what to follow?
Hmm.
And I dissected their entire activity using sense making, sense giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was your first finding, that your case.
Yeah.
Was making and giving sense of blockchain.
Yeah. Okay. Like how were these organizational actors, basically people who were part of the organization, engaging into that? And then how were they then taking from the blockchain space and then going on and talking to the public-private sector?
Mm-hmm. Was there a specific way they did it? They went about it?
Yeah. They had these certain ways. I mean,
okay.
They did it through community touchpoint events and did it through projects as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they orchestrated different kind of projects, and they did these events as well, which I was calling the hybrid forums, where they would bring everyone together from blockchain space and to the public-private sector,
mm-hmm.
and just let them meet.
Do their stuff.
Yeah, do their stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So from your findings, what could we conclude?
I think if I were to take something from my thesis and these findings, I realized one thing, that the answer always lies in simple solutions. And in my paper, I gave a statement as well that the same concept of sense making, sense giving, the simplicity can be utilized to understand other emerging technologies.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. You can implement the same thing to same theory to understand AI or IoT or whatever you want. People have used the same theory to understand change management, to understand uncertainty, emergencies. So my main takeaway was that no matter how complicated or how hyped up the technology is, it all boils down to these very, very simple micro understandings and communication methods. And it's very, very iterative.
So it's basically, it sounds like a toolbox to deal and access new technologies or emerging technologies.
Yeah, actually it is. The thing with AI or IoT is that it appeals more to our user perception. Like you and I, we can perceive it easily. We can say artificial intelligence, like, okay, you know, we'll still have a picture. With blockchain, like, what?
Yeah, you don't really understand, and you can't really see it, right?
No, you can't.
Like a smartphone,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, seeing is believing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can, but you can do it with a smartphone. You can do it with Alexa or whoever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The AI. That's why it's easier to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the beauty with blockchain as well, that if you are one of those people who are able to translate that, you have your niche,
mm-hmm.
you have your edge. One of my findings was how people were using simple narratives
mm-hmm.
to communicate that. It's very interesting. And that's mm-hmm. actually now that is needed.
Yeah.
Because with emerging technology, there are like these different life cycles and stages to where the technology is. In the initial phase, you don't need it. One of the theories I was about to work with was social movements.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that will be interesting. Yeah.
that
might be the next research.
Okay. It was like very interesting. I wanted to see what were these, how do social movements exist in emerging technologies?
Mm-hmm.
And blockchain, from its inception story, it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was so exciting. I almost did that.
Almost. Okay. So where is blockchain right now?
To my understanding, it's getting to somewhere where people are kind of like, it has shed that, it's artificial, how should I say, it's artificial surface phase of a lot of hype and
yeah.
stuff. And now it's sort of getting more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are actually looking at, okay, you know, this can actually be implemented here. But it's still very, very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But the good part is like, the market sentiment has changed. Yeah, but now you see these like traditional financial institutes, now they're bending their knee, and they're like kind of like that was a Game of Thrones reference there. So now they're kind of like, okay, we need to adapt or be destroyed.
Makes sense. Yeah, maybe we can on a last note come back to your initial interest with women empowerment. So what can we do to make sure that we as women are not left behind again?
Increase our digital literacy. We need to do that and help each other.
Mm-hmm.
I profoundly believe that. We need to help each other and we need to educate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's extremely important. The more we know, the more we move into these forms ourselves and push others, encourage others to come into it, make way for ourselves and others. That's the way to ensure that in the future we are on equal terms.
Okay.
I'm very geek, okay? So I have this geeky side, like, why is Wonder Woman wearing such revealing clothes? Why is Superman all covered up? I mean, why is, you know? But we are seeing a change in trend in a way where, let's say with Game of Thrones, you saw more female central powers.
Yeah,
but that's a hyped up theme. But in reality, we need to make sure that the women are more in every form as well.
But then we already did kind of a small step, right? You wrote about blockchain as a female, and I talked to you as another female and tried to understand. So, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.